give you a little background. When Mary, Anita's mom, was still alive, we watched a hymn sing on YouTube. This particular hymn sing was done at a very large Baptist church, and it was uplifting and quite fun to watch. A hymn sing was something that, at the time, I thought we could do here at this church. Years passed, and this idea came up in a conversation with Anita, myself, and Heidi and Jeff. We talked about it, and we thought it would be nice to give it a try in our church. Sadly, Heidi passed away before this day arrived. This hymn sing has less singing and a bit more reading than the program we watched those many years ago. However, I'm still calling it a hymn sing. My prayer is that this special service speaks to you in a very personal way this morning. And just listen for the winding thread of the gospel of Jesus throughout this program.
I'm going to sing the verses to this song, At the Cross. I'm going to skip the refrain between each verse, and at the end, I'm going to invite you guys to sing along with me.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for someone such as I? Was it for crimes that I have done? He suffered on the tree. Amazing pity, grace, and hope, and love beyond degree. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the death of thy own. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do.
Let's sing at the cross.
At the cross where my burdens hang on down, and the burden of my eyes turned around. It's not there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. And now I'm happy all the day.
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, Philippians 2, verse 8. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not need to give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him, he thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right side of God's throne.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at the Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Please join us with the chorus.
Jesus.
Jesus told the crowds and his disciples, "The scribes and Pharisees administer the authority of Moses, so do whatever they tell you and follow it. But stop doing what they do, because they don't do what they say. They tie up burdens that are heavy and unbearable and lay them on people's shoulders, but refuse to lift a finger to remove them. They do everything to be seen by people. They increase the size of their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. They love to have the places of honor at festivals and the best seats in the synagogues." Matthew 23:1-6.
"Come to me, all of who are weary and loaded down with burdens, and I will give you rest. Place my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11:28-29.
"I know not by God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy. Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his words wrought peace within my heart. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, recreating faith in him. I know not when my Lord may come, at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk with veil with him or meet him in the air."
Let's sing the chorus together.
Committed to me is safe in his hands until that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12.
"Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God." God's greatest and most precious promises have become available to us men, making it possible for you to escape the inevitable disintegration that lust produces in the world and to share in God's essential nature.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love.
First, I'm going to be reading is Colossians 2:2, and this is from the Amplified Bible. For my hope is that their hearts may be encouraged as they are knit together in unselfish love, so that they may have all the riches that come from the blessed assurance of understanding the joy of salvation, resulting in a true and more intimate knowledge of the mystery of God. That is Christ. Again, that was Colossians 2:2.
To God be the glory. Hymn 341. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So
said to him, you say to me, if I can, all things are possible for the one who believes and trusts in me. Immediately, the father of the boy cried out with a desperate, piercing cry, saying, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Mark 9:23-24.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness. As thou hast been, there forever will be. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Let's sing together. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. Psalms 143, 1-2. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Psalms 92, 1-2. Your faithfulness endures all generations. Psalms 119, 90.
Jesus Save, 340. We have heard the joyful song, Jesus Saved, Jesus Saves. Spread the gladness all around, Jesus Saves, Jesus Saves. Bear the news to heaven land, climb the steeps across the waves. Honor it fits the Lord's command, Jesus Save, Jesus Saves. Waft it on the rolling tides, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye highlands of the sea, echo back ye hawken ocean way, cave. Her shall keep her jubilee, Jesus save, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strives, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing it triumphs o'er the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Songs.
Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 10. At one time, you were dead because of your sins. You followed the sinful ways of the world and obeyed the leader of the power of darkness. He is the devil who is now working in the people who do not obey God. At one time, all of us lived to please our old selves. We gave in to what our bodies and minds wanted. We were sinful from birth, like all other people, and would suffer from the anger of God. But God had so much loving kindness. He loved us with such a love. Even when we were dead because of our sins, he made us alive by what Christ did for us. You have been saved from the punishment of sin by his loving favor. God raised us up from death when he raised up Christ. He gave us a place with Christ in the heavens. He did this to show us through all the time to come the great riches of his loving favor. He has shown us his kindness through Christ Jesus. For by his loving favor, you have been saved from the punishment of sin through faith. It is not by anything you have done. It is a gift of God. It is not given to you because you worked for it. If you could work for it, you would be proud. We are his work. He has made us to belong to Christ Jesus so we can work for him. He planned that we should do this. And then the last text is Ezekiel 36, verse 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. And this is a commentary on that specific scripture. God will move his followers to obedience through the power of his spirit. This is a unique declaration about obedience as a result of God's working in humans through the Holy Spirit. Thus, obedience is not our achievement or performance, but a consequence of letting God work in us. Alone, we are not able to follow him. Power to overcome evil and live in harmony with his commandments comes from a source outside of us. Only the Spirit of God can transform hearts and enable people to observe his laws and instructions. What God requires, he also provides. Did you see or maybe hear that thread this morning? If not, if you missed it, I'm going to point out a few things here. Hymn number one. I've heard Dave Hutchins, or Hutch as he likes to be called, say on several occasions that his personal conversion experience occurred when he, quote, crashed and burned at the foot of the cross. Hymn number two. And when any one of us are at the foot of the cross, our burdens will be lifted by Christ. Hymn number three, not by our merit and certainly not by anything we do or have done, but because of his great love for each one of us, he redeemed each one of us for his own. Hymn four, but storms of drought still attack and fears continue to assail us, and yet still Christ provides us with a lifeline. We are bound to him forever by love's strong cord. And number five, we are blessed by his assurance. We are filled with his goodness and we are lost in his love. Number six, we are continually reminded of his perfect redemption to anyone, everyone who believes, even the vilest offender among us. And really, that's all of us, will receive a pardon from Jesus. Number seven, that pardon is only because of his great faithfulness, his great mercy, and his great love. And lastly, because of his great love, we will together sing our song of victory, because Jesus saves. I want to thank especially for everyone who's taken part, you as well. We have all taken part this morning. And another special thank you for Chuck Gallagher. You see the credits there at the bottom. He took these photos and shared them with Anita a while ago. And these are only, I think, eight of, I don't know how many I went through looking for just scenery. But he's got animal photos. I think we need to have a slideshow presentation one day, Chuck. I mean, well, let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Lord, we are truly and deeply thankful for Jesus. And it is through his sacrifice that allows us to be transformed into your special children. Lord, I ask that you will continue to be with each one of us, even knowing that we fail and continue to fail. Lord, we just ask that you will dwell within our hearts as you promised you will do, and bring us all home to your kingdom. One day, we pray in Jesus' name, amen.